Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you. Thank you for this life and life in abundance that you brought us to. Think of Isaiah 54. We were likewise forsaken, but now we embraced. Now we loved. And thank you, Father God, that you loved us first, and now we can be sincere, like beautiful wives, like virgins. And married to you, standing together with you, and not being seduced by this deception. It's very much like the Israelites going through the desert at that time, this dryness of this deception and this lies and warmongering and jealousy and carnality. Thank you, Father God, because of you and because of your name being hallowed and us now in the kingdom. And you giving us our daily bread, we can be rejoicing and faithful and beautiful in your sight. Thank you, Lord, for your great love. Thank you for this great goodness that all the promises are yes and amen. So we don't look at curses and deception and lies. Yes, we can see them, Father God, and hear about them. But thank you, in you we come. And in you we find answers for every problem, light for all the darkness. In Jesus' name, thank you for this wonderful, great, beautiful, faithful love that is now available and that we are now in this new and this better covenant. Amen.
We're reading Psalm 142 from the TPT translation. The heading says, My Only Hope, King David's poetic song of instruction, and it's a prayer when he was confined in a cave. God, I'm crying out to you. I lift up my voice boldly to beg for your mercy. I spill out my heart to you and tell you all my troubles. For when I was desperate, overwhelmed, and about to give up, you were the only one there to help. You gave me a way of escape from the hidden traps of my enemies. I look to my left and right to see if there's anyone who will help, but there's no one who takes notice of me. I have no hope of escape and no one cares whether I live or die. So I cried out to you, Lord, my only hiding place. You're all I have, my only hope in this life, my last chance for help. Please listen to my heart's cry. For I am low and in desperate need of you. Rescue me from all those who persecute me, for I am no match for them. Bring me out of this dungeon so I can declare your praise, and all the righteous will celebrate all the wonderful things you've done for me.
Hallelujah. I love that he says at the end there, bring me out of this deception, this dungeon, so I can declare your praise. And that's what our great heavenly family is all about. That's what this new and this perfect love, faith covenant is all about. So we run to the Lord, and we run to the Lord. And yes, we can have sometimes attitudes, don't like this, don't like that. But at the end of the day, we are faithful brides. We are loving brides. He has given so much, and that's what we give. So we come to him and we get rid of our nonsense, get rid of the cares of this world, get rid of our feelings and emotions that hurt other people and hurt ourselves. And we talk together with the Lord. We speak his goodness, his light, and then he strengthens us. So we faithful brides, faithful virgins, because old things have passed away. Everything of the flesh, everything that came in through Adam, that's of the devil, has been taken away. We died with Christ. We are buried with Christ. And now we are raised with Christ to rule and reign, to be servants of righteousness. And righteousness is all the right things, the right promises, the heavenly blessings. I think of Isaiah 54 again, And it says that he builds us up with precious stones. When we come to this kingdom, there is nothing that is demonic or horrible or of the devil. It's everything of God now, the righteousness. And this righteousness is also the great and precious promises that we have now in Christ Jesus. Why? Because Ephesians 1:3 says that, blessed be God the Father, who has blessed us in Christ Jesus with every spiritual blessing. So it's spiritual blessings. We are positive. We are light bearers. We are love motivators. We are faith inspirers because of this, what God has made available. Nothing negative, nothing demonic, nothing carnal, nothing selfish, everything beautiful. So it's precious, these great and precious promises that we partake of. Because anything that was lacking that the Bible can point out, like the heart being deceitful, it's been dealt with now in Jesus. No more. Every bit of carnality died on that cross, and we died together with Jesus on that cross. So when we take up the cross daily, we thank the Lord again for, because our cross is nothing else than our identification with what has been done for us. And it was all dealt with on that cross so that we now can follow Jesus, and following Jesus is partaking of righteousness, partaking of our inheritance, our destiny to be holy and blameless in Christ before the foundation of the earth, to have a name now written in heaven that is being played out on a daily basis. So guys, arise and shine, for your light has come. Awake to righteousness and sin no more, for some have not the knowledge of God. I say this to your shame. Be blessed because you are blessed, and you're blessed to be blessings. You're blessed to be lights. You're blessed to be salt, and salt doesn't lose its flavor. We're there to salt and get every conversation and every situation back to where it should be, in the light as He is in the light. Holy, bold, blessed, and on fire for the Messiah. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.